Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. Any moment now, Jefferson White is going to join us playing on Yellowstone. He played Jimmy. We had him on, I don't know, before Christmas. Jimmy was the sympathetic, goofy character who was in trouble a lot and then wound up on the ranch with Kevin Costner and then had to get straight real fast. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, I thought he, like, yeah, didn't he move away with a woman?
Yeah, well, he screwed up. He got hurt doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. So Costner had to teach him a lesson and send him down to the 666 Ranch down in Texas to become a real cowboy. He said, you got to make sure you friggin' represent me well because they'll kill you. See, on Yellowstone, people who watch the show know that if they say they're taking you to the train station, you ain't coming back. That's why you'll see a picture of one of the guys on the show who plays Rip, Cole Hauser, and it says, need a ride to the train station. That's basically where they take people to kill them, and then they throw you off a cliff. So that's what train station means. You're going to get, you're off, you're done. So that's why you don't mess around. They brand you. They put the Yellowstone Y on your chest with a hot iron, and that means they own you.
What year does this take place?
Now.
Oh, it's now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It means if you get a Y, it means you're part of the family. They will defend you. They will wipe out any of your enemies. But you also, that means you don't go anywhere because you can't tell stories. You know what I mean? Because they're afraid if you leave the ranch, then you tell people stories and then they get in trouble.
You're there for life.
Yeah, exactly. So Jimmy got sent to this ranch to become a man. And he had in the finale of the season, he came back to the ranch and all hell broke loose, which was kind of a pretty cool way to do it. But I know you guys don't watch it, but I'm just telling you, it's a pretty dang good series. Pretty dang good series. It's like The Sopranos with cowboy hats and no pasta, just steak. Okay?
Is it like Sons of Anarchy with boots?
It's kind of like Sons of Anarchy with boots and horses replace the motorcycle.
Gotcha.
Kind of like that.
Gotcha.
So, but he was a nice kid, and he's doing like a podcast and talking about the show and stuff like that. So he's going to be joining us here at any minute. Kelly, do you have to excuse yourself to get the trash out to the side of the road?
No, we're all out.
You're all out.
The wind was mellow. It didn't blow anything around. So just waiting for the guys to pick it up.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I know. There's no chores on the list. At all today?
No, I got the dishwasher running right now. I'll have to put that away later.
Kelly, so how have you been keeping yourself busy? Because, I mean, it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's hard.
And my mom's watching the murder show. So I got to go in the other room with the non-HD TV.
Yeah.
Kick back and watch sports
zip
talk.
It, that.
I know.
You have an HD TV.
Yeah.
Plug it in. It's a Roku Smart TV. All you have to do is plug it into the wall. That's it.
You should plug your mic in.
You should plug your mic into something that works.
It's not her fault.
No.
It's not her fault at all. It's weird. All these things have been weird today. I don't know if we got hit by lightning.
Mysterious
lightning. I have no idea.
Did just one lightning bolt?
Pigeon took a piss on the wrong wire. I don't know what it is, you know. But anyway, so Jefferson White's going to be joining us here coming up in a second. The question is, to be honest with you, and I'm going to, if you watch Yellowstone, you're not caught up. I'm going to spoil some stuff. Okay, so I'm telling you right now, here's the spoiler. I don't know if Jimmy's coming back. I don't know if his character is coming back. I think he should. I'm pretty sure he will, but they left it so that you just don't know. All right? But I don't think that he's not going to be gone for long. So, yeah, today was one of those days. I rolled in an hour late. You know what I mean? Just tough day for me. We had all kinds of things going on early on. Weathered the storm, though.
The alarm not go off?
Yeah, you know, it went off. I just think that for the first time since the weekend, Kelly, I slept well. you know, with the neck issue. I slept well, and I rolled over, I hit it. I'm like, okay, time to go to back.
Your body needed it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely. No complaints from me in that regard. I might even go home and take a nap. I don't even care.
Amen.
I'll nap with you. I don't care. We can be the same. I'll sleep. I'm gonna be out.
Well, if we're napping, we're sleeping.
You know. But, yeah. So, there's that. There's a couple of things. Thinking maybe Friday. Friday we could do. We have a choice. We can do misconnections. That's always
done
good
that
Friday
in a while. And a good New Year's
confessions. Bum Laura out. I don't want to bum Laura out. You know, maybe next Friday when she's in the studio, we can bum her out with True Confessions Friday. But we'll do the misconnections. Helping people find love is a lot happier in Laura's eyes, even if it's a cheap hand job out behind a dumpster. Helping people find that is a lot nicer in Laura's eyes than confessing that you have a secret family.
I mean, a cheap hand job is better than no hand job.
Yeah, right. So, anyway. So Yellowstone has this prequel called 1883.
Which has the dude from Roadhouse.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. Yeah, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, by the way, who are both excellent. And this guy who plays Jimmy, Jefferson White from Yellowstone, hosts the podcast.
Oh, nice.
So that we'll talk about that and stuff like that. Hopefully he'll be
on time. Is it safe to say that, like, didn't The Walking Dead start this with, like, The Talking Dead?
Yeah, I think so. We'll find out. We're going to go to the phones right now. So, hello, we are ready. See, that right there is how our day has gone. that is awesome. That is good times. It's one of those days. Sometimes the stars don't align, and your lot in life is to deal with whatever it throws at you. That's how it's been today.
We want to light off fireworks inside.
You know, I don't want to say it.
We got some. 10.80.
That's Laura. I thought we were being taken over. I'm turning Laura down and out. You're out. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hello. There we go. Are we ready? Jefferson?
Hi, how you doing?
Jefferson, I missed you.
I missed you too. Great to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Greg's in here with his 12-gallon hat on. His head's a bit bigger than everybody else's. He's ready to rock.
I don't even care. Jefferson White joining us on the phone here on the Buzz 24/7. Now, I'm a huge Yellowstone fan. He was on with us in December, and we rarely, Jefferson, just so you know, have people on this quickly. So the fact that I'm like, I want him on. These guys here on the show are like, they were just making fun of me because I'm such a fan. I geek out over Yellowstone. But it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. How are your holidays?
They were beautiful, and I'm so honored to be back. Thank you so much for having me back. It's such a treat. I appreciate you guys keeping me busy. Thank you.
It's not like you're not busy now. I was just talking before you came on about how, for fans of the show, Yellowstone, Jefferson is hosting the podcast of Yellowstone as well, where they talk about the show. People from the show are on it, and 1883 as well. And Roadkill just brought up the point that if you're familiar with, like, The Walking Dead, that was kind of the show that started all these, hey, let's have a show about talking about the show. And I think that's kind of in part what you're doing. Same thing, right?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a really, really fun concept. And I feel like there's been a lot of really great predecessors to our show. So I really enjoy also Talking Sopranos, which is, a Sopranos podcast.
Sure.
I really enjoy the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia sort of companion podcast. There's lots of really good companion podcasts. So, yeah, I feel lucky to be a part of that, a spectrum of after shows like ours.
Well, do you ever do it and learn and, like, maybe chat with people that know more about the show than the one that you're on?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's been amazing to sort of the opportunity to learn from all these actors, too. You know, I'm a young actor. The opportunity to sit down and talk to Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, and really, like, dig into his process is just such a valuable learning experience for me.
I read an article where you were saying that Costner scares you. Is that true still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's not him. He's the nicest guy in the world. It's me. Like, I'm a nerd. Like, I'm going to be scared of him no matter what. He's incredibly kind, generous, thoughtful actor who takes really good care of all of us. But, you know, he's a legend.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't ever get. I'll never get over that. I grew up watching him. You know, I'll never get over it.
Oh yeah, he's my.
And that's okay because Jimmy's a little afraid of John Dutton too. You know, so I don't have to fake it. I can be afraid, dude, and it's in character.
You're gonna be afraid of anybody. You got to be afraid of Rip. I was just like, I was explaining to the guys on the show, Jefferson, you know, the whole, do you need a ride to the train station? Now, you don't want to go to the train station if you're on Yellowstone. You don't, it's a one-way ticket to the train station. But I wanted to ask, you know, and I did say that I would spoil, if you're not up to date and you're a fan of the show, Yellowstone, I'm about to talk about the finale. Dude, the arc that your character, Jimmy, had, and I find him to be a great character for the show, was such a cool arc. The way it ended in the finale, I don't think it could have been scripted any better.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you so much. It really, like, I just feel grateful for the trust, you know. To get to have this kind of arc represents a lot of trust on the part of Taylor Sheridan, the show's creator, the sort of genius behind it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really grateful for him putting that trust in me, giving me this great storyline this year, going down to Texas, really letting me do a little more, you know, a little more of the heavy lifting. I just feel so, so grateful for that opportunity because it's such a rare gift. You know, as an actor, it's such a rare gift to get to kind of step into those shoes and have that much responsibility.
Yeah.
And so I'll never forget it. I'm incredibly grateful to Taylor and to our whole crew and creative team for giving me that chance.
So the question every fan has is that you are coming back next season, right?
I hope so, man.
Do you really? No, wait a minute, Jefferson. Let me ask you this. I understand you don't want to spoil anything, but do you know whether you are or you don't know? I have to assume.
It's me. They're not going to tell me anything. Come on. You know they're not going to tell me anything. Come on, man.
Oh, that's too funny. It was a great storyline. And, Scotty, what you learn from watching Yellowstone is if you are a cowboy, women will throw themselves at
Look
you.
Look at that.
Yeah, and very attractive women, as Jefferson knows on the show. You know, Kelly Brown has a question for you. Jefferson White on from Yellowstone. Go ahead, Kelly.
Jefferson, I know you were in The Alienist, which took place in late 1890s New York City, but the set was in Budapest, right?
Yeah, that was a very funny experience. When I was auditioning for Yellowstone, I was self-taping from a hotel in Budapest. And then to screen test, to meet Taylor Sheridan and do my final audition for Yellowstone, I got on a plane in Budapest and flew to Salt Lake City, Utah. So, yeah, it was very strange, very disorienting to basically fly from 1898 New York to the American West in 2020. Very strange.
That's pretty funny. I will tell you, I was watching a show. I was watching Invasion, and you showed up in an episode, and I yelled, Jimmy! I yelled it alone in my living room. I'm like, Jimmy! Let me ask you this, because when you do the podcast, Jefferson, right? And, you know, I don't know. I know you're going to talk to, you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw of 1883, but have you had a chance yet to sit down with Sam, Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott, yeah, yeah. I got a chance to talk to Sam about 1883, and it was such a, you know, talk about a legend, talk about a sort of a myth, and also the nicest guy in the world. I was so grateful to get the chance to sit down with him, to talk to him. I just feel like I have so much to learn from Sam, you know, as an actor, and also just as a person who's been, you know, who's had huge responsibilities for years and years now. He's sort of carrying movies on his back, carrying TV shows on his back for years now.
Yeah.
It's an amazing opportunity as a young actor to get to talk to somebody like that and learn from them. And he's also, I think also the other thing is, like, I don't want to talk about him as though his career is over, as though he's at the end of his career.
Yeah.
I think 1883 is one of the best things he's ever done, and he's in his prime right now. That's what's so amazing about an actor like Sam Elliott or an actor like Kevin Costner, is as they get older, they just get more and more capable. They just have more and more gravity. So I think they're doing their best work now, which is an incredible thing. It's amazing to sort of be on top of your game for as long as Sam Elliott has or as long as Kevin Costner has, because they have so many more projects ahead of them, too. So to get to learn from them, to talk to them now, and then watch, you know, their body of work continue to grow and expand, it's such a gift.
You're right by saying, because just recently, about 2 weeks ago, I sat down and watched a Sam Elliott movie called The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. and it was the craziest movie. And Sam Elliott is the main guy in it. And I'm like, this movie's fantastic.
Yeah. What I love about you, Jefferson, is that your life has become a bunch of pinch me moments. And I love that you're honest enough to admit it. That you're like, man, I'm working with Kevin Costner. Man, I'm working with Sam Elliott. And you realize that I can't believe this is happening to me. I love when somebody shows that kind of enthusiasm and, more importantly, respect, you know, in working with people of that caliber. And I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, I feel like that for me has been a huge characteristic of this whole experience, is having respect for the other actors I'm working with, but also just this lifestyle, you know? Like, I grew up in Iowa, tiny little town in Iowa, moved to Brooklyn about 9 years ago, and now I'm out west, you know, pretending to be a cattle rancher. So for me, the only way to approach that is with a tremendous amount of respect and willingness to learn.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have to walk into this lifestyle with respect for this lifestyle, with respect for the people that grew up doing this. And we're lucky on the show to be surrounded by people who really did grow up in this world, right? So Forey J. Smith, who plays Lloyd, has ranched his whole life. Ryan Bingham, who plays Walker. Mo Brings Plenty, who plays Mo. We're so lucky to be surrounded by people who really grew up in this world and have rodeoed as long as they've, you know, walked, basically. Yeah. So it really feels like the key for someone like me, who's new to all of this, is to stay open to learning, to stay open to listening, and to sort of never for a second imagine that I've learned it all. Because especially on a horse, as soon as you think you know what you're doing, the horse is going to humble you real quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing, if I've learned anything, it's just to keep learning.
Well, biggest show on cable TV. That's what Yellowstone has become, an amazing story. And great to have you on. I'll have you on anytime, man. And like I said, I'll miss you until we talk again.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope we talk again soon. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jefferson. Appreciate it. Come on. How do you not like him, right? I mean, you guys make fun of me and stuff, but he's a good dude.
No, you're cute. You guys are cute.
Kelly, thank you for asking a serious question about his...
Well, it's a show Roadkill likes, too, The Aliens.
Yeah.
Did you see Second 2, Rody?
Yes, I did.
Angel of Darkness. Yep. I read the book, but I have not seen it.
Do you have access to Apple TV?
Well, I'd have to ask Laura.
Laura?
Because I have her TV.
You do, yes or no?
No, that's why we don't have.
Yeah, see, she's still got that issue thing going. That's why she's not talking. But if you have access to Apple TV, Kelly, you will absolutely love Ted Lasso. You will.
The one I definitely.
It will become your favorite show because it is so cool and so not what you think it would be. Whoa. Scotty, on Apple TV, Invasion. Don't think of the other Invasion TV show that we watched and
I've heard very good things about it.
It's a really good show that every week looks like a movie, you know, and that's the thing. We live in a time where there's, you know, I sit down and I over the weekend when I had to stay home because I was a mess physically, but I couldn't figure out what to watch. There's so many things on so many platforms. I'm like, I can't decide.
I'm pretty simple when it comes to TV. Like Netflix, I think is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I love it. Yep. You know, I can watch something on F1 racing, and then I can go back and watch episodes of American Horror Story.
I love
Story.
The documentaries.
You watched it. I watched it. The man
14 Peaks.
You can only have to leave your couch, and I could be, watching them make Chinese food in a cart. I love it. Yep. I love Netflix, and there's no commercials. Like you said, you could easily, if you're tired, you can sit down and watch a whole season of Cobra Kai in a few hours.
Yeah, see, the thing about doing that, though, is then I've wasted something good that I want to see. I don't like to binge and roll through the whole thing. I like to stretch it out.
But there's more.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, my queue is packed.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura is so sad that she can't participate in this, because Laura does not like to not work. Go ahead, Laura. Let me hear what
I
you sound like.
This, and I'm nonstop texting with the engineer to figure it out.
Okay, stop talking because you can't understand
what
you're
saying. I think it sounds fine.
No, it does not. But Kenny, the chief engineer, is texting me as we're speaking. Can you please give me a minute? Because you must be driving him crazy. We'll get to the bottom of that. We will get to the bottom of that. So we'll be able to. We'll be back with us tomorrow, Laura. Okay, it'll all be worked out tomorrow. Today is just a blip on the radar. Maybe there's a sunspot or some small explosion on the sun that's just messing with stuff today. It's messed with all of us today.
Do you use a lot of hairspray? I mean, is there something wrong with the ozone layer over your house?
No, nothing.
That's a question coming from the guy who sprays hairspray just to make it warmer in the summer. He wants the whole
thing.
Sometimes
I go buy hairspray and spray paint.
All right. Well, anyway, crazy day, everybody. So we're gonna leave you at that. Okay. But thank you for checking out the Buzz 24/7. We appreciate it, and we'll all be back. We'll all be back tomorrow. All right. Have a great day.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.